This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
I've never encountered... I've never encountered a girl that had a mustache, so
not,
I don't know.
We're not talking about a mustache. I'm just talking
Wait a minute. What? I've never encountered one. Have you? Yes. And let me tell you, it's a deal breaker.
So you've actually been on a date with one and had to mug down with one.
Right.
When I started checking that thing out and saw what I'd gotten myself into, I extricated myself.
Really?
Yes. I've just never seen one. Now, I mean, there might be some fuzz, but it's not, it's just something that I can fight through.
Right. Now, did you realize it, like, first date, or did it take you a couple dates to get that close? Or did you meet her at a pot party and you were so stoned
that
you
first
couldn't
of all, it was not at a pot party. The only hair that I can't fight through is the renegade nipple hair. That is a deal breaker for me.
I have to agree with you, Greg. So what happened with yours?
Did she use Just for Men to keep it from going gray?
Well, you had a mustache at the time.
Right.
That would have been, like, perfect.
No, it's not perfect.
Your mustaches might have locked when you made out.
Let's meet mustaches.
You could have exchanged seasoned ground beef particles from one mustache to another.
Yeah.
So, did you freak out when the haze cleared out of your apartment and you finally saw it?
Default Hall of Fame. Seasoned ground beef is in the ticket default Hall of Fame. Boy, it sure is. That and Doug Witt.
When Procol Harum's Lighter Shade of Pale faded off the record player and the smoke cleared in the room, is that when you first caught glimpse of the big stash?
Well, there was...
As you gazed over your...
First of all, I
cable
never,
spool.
I've never... All right, the cable spool might have been in play. I'll give you that. But I've never owned a Procol Harum album. I'm not a fan of that Russian funeral dirge, A Whiter Shade of Pale. And there was no smoke in there.
Oh, man.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one.
Take that bra off for Daddy.
Burrito! Kick it. The Hard Line! 3:22 is the time. The Hard Line! 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And hidey-ho to the remainder of Sports America and the free world as we know it today. It is Tuesday. And we are prepared for another day of sports and all that that implies with you. Now, I was looking through this Dallas Burn media guide here.
Why?
I don't know.
Skill thumb?
I just picked it up and started thumbing through it. And what do I see? But Chris Sobieski, the former Sidekicks great, is their goalkeeper coach.
Think he can coach some goals?
Well, he could play it. I don't know how good of a coach he is, but he could play it. You know anything about that?
No, I didn't know he was coaching. It just floors me, though, that you embrace old-timey 1980s MISL soccer, mm-hmm. yet you distance from every other form of soccer in the country. I mean, did you like soccer going into that? Or did you even take anything away from your job there with the Sidekicks? Did you have a new appreciation of it once you left?
Of the indoor game, yeah. And I really did and still do like the indoor game.
Okay, but let's just say that for whatever reason, it's 1985, six again?
Six.
In your lifetime, and the Burn is playing, and they need a guy to do that. Don't you think you would have had some sort of appreciation from outdoor soccer?
Yeah, I probably would have.
There's no question you would have.
You mean if that had needed somebody and they would have called me?
Yes. And you needed the gig for whatever reason, and I guarantee you doing a year's worth of soccer.
Well, back then, I knelt at the altar of play-by-play, see.
All right, so you would have done it.
Oh, yes. I would have been all over it.
And you would have loved it.
Really? Yeah, I never knew
and
that.
And you would be into World Cup and everything else.
Well, now, I'm going to get into World Cup this time around, whenever it starts up again.
You are?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to try to watch it and try to get into it and try to see if there's anything I can get out of it.
Now, it's going to
be... See if I get into it.
It's going to be hard because it's going to be in Germany. And so, you know, the games are going to start at 7 o'clock German time, which will be 1 o'clock our time. So we're going to be watching it in here, which will be great.
Like 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fine, I'll do that.
Okay.
When does it start again?
We're going to have soccer on during the show?
Yeah, especially if the Americans are playing.
Oh, yuck. Really?
You're going to get into it, too.
That's going to suck.
Are you telling me if the U.S. made it to the semifinals, you wouldn't watch it? I'm going, by the way.
Know. You're going where?
I'm going to Germany.
You are not going to Germany.
Yes, I am. I'm going. That's how I'm going to spend my vacation. It's going to be right around then.
Cool. This year?
No, in 2 years.
Oh, okay.
You're going to go to Germany?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, there's a greater than zero chance we won't even be here in 2 years, so you can do what you want.
That's true. Maybe just traveling around Europe as it is, growing my hair long, trying to get useful again.
Right.
Oh, that'll be fun. You mean you'd travel to Europe in these days and times?
You wouldn't?
No. Absolutely
Why?
Not.
To Germany? Because that hotbed of terrorism?
I just don't think it's safe to go overseas.
So you think it's not as safe over there as it is here?
I think it's a lot safer here. A lot safer. Than to start traveling in that Europe.
Well, I disagree. I mean, Spain's had an incident. But outside of that, why is here any more safer?
I think it is. I'm the ugly American. And I embrace that.
Would you go to the Olympics this year?
There is no way. If somebody were to come to me and said, look, I've got an all-expense-paid ticket to Greece. I'm going to put you up in a 5-star hotel, and you have a ticket to go to any Olympic event you want to. Just carte blanche, any Olympic event. And you got a good seat at any Olympic event. I wouldn't even think about it. I'd say, no, absolutely not.
How about you? Because of terror?
Yeah, because reasons? It's not safe.
About you?
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Well,
safe
like
or
Olympics.
Unsafe. No, I hate the Olympics.
I forgot about that.
I mean, there is no way I'd go over there. Yeah, I mean, odds are there's not going to be any incident. But I'll tell you what they need to do first. First thing they need to do over there is get everything fixed. Tonight on Real Sports, they've
got... Is
that
tonight?
That's tonight. You need to watch that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Because have you seen the stadium yet?
Yeah.
They don't even have seats in it yet.
How is this going to work?
And the infrastructure that they were supposed to build to get to all the events, they've done nothing. Not one single thing. And I've been to Athens before. And I can't imagine it.
They're not going to make it.
Because, like you have...
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
You know, like you have...
What are they going to do?
You know,
that's
like
a good question.
You know, like you have highways here, like, you know, 30 and Central and whatever to get around?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that there. Everything is winding through the cities.
Well, what are they going to do if they don't have all this fixed? By the time the Olympics rolls around.
Just
it's
going to
be
it?
A... No. No, they're going to... They said they're going on. It's going to be a cluster F. They had a new election over there. And the new people in power, when they ran over about $1 billion, dollars
mm-hmm.
over budget, the new people in power said, you know what? We don't have the money. We're not going to spend it. So they had to cut back everything.
What's that?
On what they promised 10 years ago when they were awarded the Olympics. I can't wait. It's going to be such a cluster F. It's going to be great.
What's that?
Don't play dumb guy.
Well, what is it?
Dumb term guy.
Yeah.
What is it?
So do they have general elections, like presidential elections and stuff?
Somewhat.
Frank!
It's That's a sovereign it. Nation. So, I mean, they have somewhat of a democratic society. Not totally. mean, they have elected officials.
Is there any event outside the United States boundaries that you guys would want to go to? Like a sporting event? Like,
no.
No.
I can't think of one.
Got them all here. Got the big four sports here. That's the way it ought to be.
That's right. Got the World Series.
You'd like to go to the Olympics.
Got the All-Star
somewhere.
Game.
I would, you know what?
Got the Super Bowl. Got from the NBA Finals. That's good enough for me, man.
From the time I was a little kid, that was always on my list. I always wanted to go to the Olympics. Almost went in 88 to Seoul. But I didn't go. And, you know, now that's something that I'm never going to experience. I'll never go.
Why is New York trying to get the Olympics?
They're one of the five.
Why?
Now, that's when I'm going to get out of the United States. If they bring the Olympics to New York City, because being here in Dallas, we won't be safe. That's not far enough away. I'm going to go to Hawaii for that 2 weeks.
We are thousands of miles away.
That's still too close.
Well, we have a very big show for everyone today, which will be highlighted by a number of things. We're going to take a very unusual step today at 5:50, something I don't think we've ever done before. And we're going to have a little bit of a reprise of Sopranos talk.
Everybody's watched it again, right?
Right. We all had a chance to watch it again because yesterday we kind of came in here in a little bit of a state of, I think, mass confusion over what...
Rod, does everybody have an opinion on it? Because you didn't have an opinion on it yesterday, Rod.
I did.
I did. Do you have an opinion on it now? One way or the other?
Yeah, okay. I do. Well, do you think that was a royal we? So you weren't confused by it? Or
no.
You were totally clear on it, huh?
I was clear in my opinion. I don't know if I was clear on the actual episode.
And then you watched it again, and we'll find out at 5:50.
Okay, well, has the issue been muddied by what you saw when you saw it again?
No.
All right, well, that'll be at 5:50. We have a ranch report due today with Mickey Spagnuolo, which will take place at 5:30. And E-News will take place at 4:10. But we must discuss a very notable...
Hold on a second.
What?
I knew you weren't going to promote this, and we're going to promote this. At 4:50, you have requested something. People want to
look,
know.
Look, I'm not going to promote my
people
own stuff.
People want to know. Okay, then can I promote it for
Go
you?
Go ahead.
You have requested the Wolf Den.
Yes.
And this only happens like maybe twice a year, maybe three times.
Actually, I think this is about six times in the last 6 weeks.
No, it has not. It has not. Don't diminish yourself. You requested the Wolf Den, and you never do that.
All right, that'll be at 4:50.
People want to know.
Also,
and also, you have a reversal.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Which is, by the way, stop having these.
Well, they come up when they come up.
They're coming up a lot.
I know.
That's
I've had another one here. That'll be
another
16.
Reiner reversal.
Right.
And the Wolf Den.
Right.
You think this isn't going to be an action-packed show?
I think our 5:10 segment's going to be a lot of fun because a mighty, mighty radio station has gone down.
Yes, it has.
It's done.
Stand back burrito.
Yeah.
Right. But next, a notable death has taken place in the world, and it must be discussed. We'll do that here on The Ticket.